Mario Caldado.
On this one, we started more working on our own for a while, and then we were working in New York for a while, and then Mario came out, and we worked with him. But in the past, on the last couple records, he's been around more from the beginning stages of them.
Like the get-go.
Yeah, because we were just out at our studio in L.A. on the last two albums.
Yeah, and then, like, this album, like I said, he came out later, so a lot of times we had, like, stuff that we'd started down in the dungeon, or the submarine, or the space station, whichever environment, and then we started then with Mario, helped take it to like a whole other level of like layering other sounds on top and like chopping
like
up
Mario
different bits.
Mario would come in and say, this sucks, and then he'd help us fix it.
That for the most
sometimes.
Part,
or he'd
Mario,
be like, why don't you guys do a song about coffee?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you all drink coffee, because things people can relate to. Mario, for the most part, works with us as an image consultant, and basically lets us know what's in, like what to wear, what socks are comfortable yet hip, and what hairstyles are in. And he likes to usually put out our shoes and socks and pants for us, and sometimes puts napkins around, towels around our chests, and feeds the appropriate foods and stuff like this for us, and basically lets us know what's going on out there.
Feel in the streets.
He's a feeler. He's a real touchy feeler.
And then also, I have to say, Mario keeps it clean. He keeps it very clean.
He's a clean kid.
Very clean kid. And so, like, you know, a lot of times, like, we'll come in, like, we might let our environment, you know, drift off to be, like, kind of a little messy, little random things lying here and there. But Mario's all about the perfection, about keeping things in order. This thing in its place, that thing in its place. Very, very important to him, too. And that's what he brings to the group.